You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live, Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Pretty cool view out there that is live of the clouds moving through and the rain here in New York City on this very wet Thursday. That is opening day, just not for the Mets. We will have that tomorrow, but you will get the Yankees and the Astros right out of the gate at 4:10 this afternoon, and that just is adding to the buzz of opening day for the Yankees, at least, because you know that the Astros and the history and the hatred, and that's been the team that's been in your way. So I love the fact that they start with them. And of course, this has been a long, long spring of many storylines and long offseason and Brian Cashman fighting the reporters and getting Juan Soto and the Gerrit Cole scare, and the which turned out to be a pretty significant one, and the Aaron Judge scare that didn't seem to be a significant one. But here we are. All that stuff is in the past. We got Yankees baseball.
What is the over-under for Juan Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, and Aaron Judge to be in the lineup? How many games do you think all three of those guys are going to make it into the lineup this year?
I would say that the over-under should be somewhere in the high 90s.
All right, so two of them may be able to make it more than that. You would like to think that Soto loves playing baseball, plays all the time. Assuming Judge doesn't run into a wall or run into a curb out in the outfield and break his foot. You know, you would like to think that he is going to make it unless he pulls a hamstring or some sort of quad muscle or maybe an oblique or something. Mm-hmm. But to me, maybe, Giancarlo Stanton, the new body type and everything else, is going to keep him healthier. And maybe he'll play a little outfield from time to time to keep him in the game. And I think he actually plays better when he plays the field as opposed to just DHing.
Yes. And that is a big part of the Soto deal, and we'll see with Giancarlo Stanton, man. I mean, we've sort of barely mentioned him because I think that the expectations for him are so low, not only from a staying on the field standpoint, but just production. But he came in with a new body type, and he's going to try to play as many games as possible. But, I mean, it's almost like anything you get out of him that's positive is gravy on top of this lineup. That's the way you got to feel
about it. So it's amazing. Juan Soto played 162 games last year. Stanton played 101 games last year, and Aaron Judge played 106.
All right, so that answer last year, if they were on the same team, would have been 101. So that's why.
Well, assuming that they were all in the same games, like they made, they might have. You know what I'm saying? They all
so that's why I said like high 90s.
I want to say like 80. I'm going to say 85. That all three will be in the lineup.
Well, that would not be good.
Two out of the three will be in the lineup.
I mean, that's about half. You're talking about half of the games. That would be terrible. That means that someone would be missing significant time with injury.
One of them is going to be missing significant time. That's why I said all three. If I said, and most likely it's going to be Stanton, but if I said Judge and Soto, maybe they would have like a 110 number together.
You're trying to tell me this is like a Kyrie, Kevin Durant, James Harden situation? Like how many games are they going to play together?
Yeah, but I don't think, but I don't put those guys in that category. You know, those guys are crazy. These guys just get hurt. I mean, they legitimately get hurt.
Well, Soto does not. Yeah. Soto plays. But yes, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton are guys that have long, long stints on ILs, unfortunately. Now, it was a freak thing with Aaron Judge last year, but he's had a lot of these oblique situations, a lot of muscle pulls.
For Stanton, obviously. So, you know, those are the things that you got to avoid for once, for one season. Can you not have a soft tissue injury that keeps you on the IL for 2 months? Ah!
Soft tissue.
Soft tissue! Soft tissue, soft hate that. Player! Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, it is crazy.
But you know what's amazing? You know how Stanton has, like, come back and he's, like, revitalized himself and he has got a whole new body style? I mean, you should be, like, really supporting that.
I am.
Because that's what you did to yourself.
New body style.
Yes.
100%. It's time for a new body style.
You went from Fat Gio to, like medium Gio.
Medium Gio.
I mean, you're not, like, totally skinny Gio.
No,
like
no,
medium
no.
Medium Gio.
No, no.
You're still like a man.
I'm not like, no, of course. I mean, if I, like, to be skinny Gio, I'd have to be like Al's. Yeah, 150 yeah. pounds or Spike, whatever. He's 140-something pounds. Yeah.
Who weighs more, you or Spike?
I thought Spike did, yeah. But I've put on a couple of pounds, so we'd be pretty close right about now.
Spike's got a thicker base, we have learned.
Oh, is that what it
is? Thicker yeah. legs.
I wonder if that new hip weighs more or less than his old hip.
Hey, that wouldn't seem fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I would think that would be less than the old hip.
Because you're getting bone and cartilage out of there. Replacing
yeah, yeah, and I think it's titanium or something. That's light.
Like yeah, it's lighter than human bone.
Yeah, like an aluminum bat, how it's lighter than wood.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
So maybe he lost a couple pounds. Is he around today?
I'm sure he will be.
I mean, the Phillies and the Braves were postponed as well, so he didn't have to run down to Philadelphia and go talk about Phillies, right? The Phillies.
Ring the Liberty Bell before the Phillies game like he did with the Sixers game. Yeah, he does look a little gaunt these days, Spike. So I would say it's closer than it was. When we did this like a year or two ago, Spike was heavier by like 10 pounds with Al, but it might have evened itself out. Let's go to, by the way, I'll do this off the air. I was going to ask you, remember that phone call we made in the office the other day where I called someone and asked them what their weight was? Is that an off-air conversation or an on-air conversation?
It just seemed nothing wrong with
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. So how much you think little Boomer weighs?
I'm going to say, I picked him up.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to say about 135 pounds.
Yeah, it was a little less than that, right? It was about 120, he said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah.
That's interesting because we had all guessed way lower. And
he's thick.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. So we called him and he was cool with it because we were thinking about certain things. And
yes.
So he, Boomer and Geo live with cheese, what we're going to do and all this stuff. So he, Emily, who is head of promotions and sort of like the assistant producer of Boomer and Geo live, she's like, I'm telling you, Scott's got to be right around that, like 150 pounds. We're like, nah, way.
He's not that heavy, but I remember picking him up and I felt like, wow, he's pretty like.
Hey, he's built.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thick some bitch.
I was waiting for it.
Short but thick.
Look who is there back. And there's the video. There is the video of Boomer and Little Boomer. Anthony in Belleville, he is back with opening day in the Yankees. What's up, Anthony?
Boomer and Geo, oh yeah.
What do you want, Anthony?
Woo, hey, happy opening day. Geo, you're kind of like a schmedium there.
Schmedium.
Schmedium, yes.
I'm proud of you, Geo. You didn't put the weight back on, but you look great.
Bro. You're a thick some bitch too, Anthony.
Yeah, I'm a thick some bitch too, but, I'm doing better, Boomer. You'll probably see me at the show, and maybe I'll get on the scale.
All right.
Which one? The Boomer and Geo Live or Kickoff to Summer?
The Kickoff to Summer.
Oh, okay. All right. The free one.
I couldn't get tickets to that to the Geo Live.
Why'd you ask us?
The Boomer and Geo Live.
You could have asked us.
I did last year, and you guys didn't.
I think maybe we can make it work this year for him. I think.
Yeah. I think you should. I mean,
I'll think about it.
Let me just see what his stupid comment of the day is first.
All right, I think it's a. I think it's a must win today for the Yankees.
A must win, yeah. There we go.
Absolutely.
What they have here, they cannot go into Houston and lose today. That's all I got to say.
You know what, Anthony? Anthony, I'm with you, man. This is a tone setter spot. That's what this is.
A tone setter spot.
We got to set the tone
today. Just come out. How many games are they playing? Three or four?
I want to say four.
All right, so you know, you come out 3-1, I'd be happy with that. That would be unbelievable.
Would you? 3 out of 4 against Houston? That would make you happy?
That would make me happy.
I hope so.
Look, you know how Yankee fans are. They have expectations. They're going undefeated.
Yeah. By the way, we're about to take one of 10,000 of the same phone call over the course of the baseball season. This is a theme that runs throughout the baseball season.
Okay.
With Yankee fans and you.
Me?
Yes, Yankee fans and you. They feel like you do something. And Steven Manhattan wants to point it out. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Long time no talk. Hope all is well.
Yeah, doing man. Well, Steve. How are you doing?
Listen, I'm doing all right. Boomer, remember yesterday when these narcs were abusing you over the Rangers?
Yes.
This is what you sound like to us Yankee fans. And, Boomer, we love you. And after you guys go off the air, you got to listen to the guy screaming about hating the Yankees and the other passive-aggressive red-headed Viking with the beard. So please, I know it's cloudy out. It's not a nice day, but it is opening day. Can we turn over a new leaf?
I don't hate the Yankees at all. I don't hate the Yankees there, Steve. Please, you got to believe me. You got to believe me.
Listen,
I don't
hate my wife tells me every single day, passive-aggressive, passive-aggressive. That's what you... This is what this is, passive-aggressive Yankee hatred. Please stop.
You know, it's amazing. When I support Brian Cashman, do I hate the Yankees when I support Brian Cashman, Steve?
No. I don't know. He's taking too long to answer. But no, I mean, there are many times that I feel like you are actually defending them too much. When I say, like, that this is a bad... Like, the season we argued about with the ALCS when they made it a couple of years ago that swept by the Astros, your take was always that, hey, they made it to the ALCS. You know, it should be a good season.
Brian Cashman sucks.
I was like, really? They got swept and they almost lost to the Guardians. So, no, just in your defense, you've been more positive about the Yankees than the Yankee fan believes that you are.
They spend money. They bring in they always get the guy. The guy this offseason was Juan Soto. They got the guy.
Juan Soto. I can never hear that name now without thinking about that time with Jerry and the bopping around. And Juan Soto. It's like, I can't hear.
We finally got him here, but we got the wrong team.
We got to name him something else. I don't know if I could do this the entire
season. Juan Soto.
I told you
he was going to end up here somehow.
Yeah, we'll see if he stays. Raj in New Providence, New Jersey. What's going on, Raj?
Yo, good morning, Boomer and Gio. How you guys doing?
All right, Raj, what's happening, man?
Hey, happy opening day. So listen, different perspective. I'm an Astros fan. So, excited for the season. Couple points here, though. First, as a bonus for Yankees fans, for whatever reason, the Astros haven't been a good home team lately. I got swept by the Yankees last year, lost every game in the ALCS at home. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Yankees could go in with a little bit of confidence. And secondly, I just want to mention that it is a shame that this game is being played this early in the season, you know? I mean, Yankees-Astros, it feels like a series for later in the year when both teams are healthy. So, but you know what? It's opening day. Looking forward
to it. Yeah, I mean, you could look at it both ways, Raj. I mean, you don't know who's going to be hurt later in the season, too. You know, when you say, but both teams are healthy, I mean, you have no idea what this season is going to look like. I happen to like it because it just provides an extra spark to the season. Now, of course, I'm not a Yankees fan, as we say many times in the show, but... It just feels bigger to me.
Today's gonna be a perfect day, man. 4:30 Yankees, Astros. Then tonight I got the Avalanche and the Rangers. It doesn't get much better than that.
You already clinched the playoff spot, man.
I don't care.
You already clinched the playoff
spot. It's one of the better teams out west that we're playing tonight in their building with Nathan McKinnon, who I think is an unbelievable.
You want to tell me? So you're telling me litmus test?
If you want to say litmus test, spot, whatever you want to
measuring
call it.
Measuring stick?
Measuring stick, spot. I don't really care.
See, I think...
This is why I think more the Yankees measuring stick.
No.
Especially with the new Juan
no,
Soto.
No. It's not a tone setter.
And by the way, tone setter spot with Juan Soto. What I totally forgot was the Juan Soto stuff with Jerry.
Oh, my
CBS
God.
CBS Sports Network was just showing.
So
if you're
so
watching
good.
Us on CBS Sports Network... And you're wondering why I was laughing while you were talking to Raj.
Yeah.
It was because of what I forgot this whole thing with Jerry when he was running around behind me.
Yeah, going crazy saying Juan Soto. The best part is when he comes up behind you and then sneaks into the mic and yells Juan Soto into it.
Yeah.
It's right here. Where he goes, Juan Soto. There's nothing better when Jerry loses his mind like that, when he does something like that, or Caveman Jerry, or whatever, that taps into that primal thing that he's got going on in his brain, and then this stuff comes out. It's the best.
That's right. He was in the power chair that day. Yeah. You were out.
Right. One soda, one soda, one soda, one soda.
Walking around behind me on his head's knees. It is hilarious. Just watch. I don't know what he's saying.
He's saying Juan Soto.
I'm just watching me laugh at him.
Yeah, no, it was, all he was saying was Juan Soto, because it was during that time that's all everybody talked about all day long on the radio station.
That I remember.
Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto. All right.
Well, we finally got him here.
We did. Get him here. Make a ton of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Opening day for the Yankees, at least. Have to wait for tomorrow for the Mets at Citi Field. But the Yankees open on the road with the Astros. You can hear it right here on the Fan. John and Susan making their 2024 debut. Jerry Recco in here now. Another update. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Since you mentioned that, I'll get back to the Knicks in a moment, though. But just a couple of clips from it, because you've got Nestor Cortes and Framber Valdez making the starts today at 4:10. And the coverage on the Fan at 3:30. First, Cortes just fired up to be the opening day starter.
The adrenaline's going to be already in there. I can't create more of that for myself. And it starts off with going into the bullpen and, you know, trying to those strikes, create my lanes, and just make sure that everything is set to go. So when the game starts,
this afternoon, here's Aaron Boone. I know we don't hear from him, but in this case, playing this because the Yankees did acquire John Birdie. He's from the Marlins. Last year hit 294 in 133 games. Here's Boone, and you know obviously what they're doing with DJ LeMahieu.
I feel like we're getting a really good player. You know, obviously with DJ being down, he very much figures in the third base mix. And then, you know, hopefully once we're whole, serves as that, as, you know, a guy that can play all over the infield, even play some outfield.
And I was familiar with him from the Marlins, but I was reading about him this morning. He didn't break through into the majors till he was 29 years old. So he's 34, but he's only been around for a few years. So John Birdie, the newest of Yankees. Yes, indeed, Mets and Brewers postponed. They will start tomorrow. It's a 1:40 first pitch at Citi Field on Friday. All right, to the basketball from last night, where the Knicks remain red hot. They made it 7 of 8, and look who was back.
Featured Robinson at the top of the show. He's bounding and astounding. Also slamming and jamming, doing a good job that time.
That's Kenny Albert and Clyde Frazier. Mitchell Robinson, after a 50-game absence and surgery or whenever that was, he is back. And the Knicks win. They put up 145 points, 145-101, the win in Toronto as they get their 44th win of the season. Deuce McBride, he had 29, hit 6 threes in the first quarter alone. Here he was on MSG, happy to see the big fella back on the floor.
Mitch has been working his ass off, just making sure he's getting back ready to help us. You know, he's an anchor back there defensively, and what he does on the offensive rebounding, I mean, it's, you can't compare it, so we're happy to have him back.
So you said this is their 45th win.
Yeah.
All right.
44.
What do you think?
44.
44.
44 and 28.
Do they get the 51 wins?
So that would be 7 out of 10? Yeah, that's just what we said before.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn right. Let's do it.
51 wins get you a third seed, Jerry?
I think it probably does, yeah. I'd be surprised if it didn't. I know they're only a half game up. Not only that, they're only two behind Milwaukee.
Yeah, but I mean, look, so they got the Spurs next. Then they got the Thunder, Heat, Kings. That's a little bit of a...
Sacramento's good.
Right, and then you got Bulls, 3 out of 6.
That Bucks game is going to be big.
The Nets stink. You know, those Nets are terrible.
Heard you the first time.
They
heard you the first time.
They beat the Wizards last night, who are also terrible.
Yeah, so you know, that's called taking care of business.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, listen, asking 7 out of 10 there is not asking too much with the way this team has played. So, yeah, 51 wins. 50 wins would be
50 wins
6
would
and
be
4.
Great, right? Yep.
So, yeah, they could easily do that.
How about that?
How about that?
The Nets did win in overtime, 122-119, as Cam Thomas had 38. Clippers beat the Sixers 108-107. Also means that James Harden was back. As you can imagine, where the hell did the Clips go? He was booed quite a lot. Here was Harden in terms of the reception he got from the Philly crowd.
I expected it. I really don't know what it was about, but I expected it.
And, he has no idea what it is about.
I mean,
how do you not know
you
what it's about?
You have some awareness.
I think he's just messing around, actually.
Maybe. Here he was. This is funny to me. Asked about his relationship or lack thereof with Daryl Morey at this point and going forward.
You think someday that you and Daryl will match things up?
No.
We only gave him a quarter of $1 billion in contracts and let him fly wherever he wanted to fly, whenever he wanted to fly.
It's incredible. And I don't think he was messing around with that first answer. I think that his perspective on it is that he wanted to remain there in Philadelphia, but Daryl Morey wasn't giving him the money that he deserved, so
Daryl Morey did not want to give, maybe the ownership did not want to give him the contract.
Well, that's why I said his perspective is that. So it's like, boo Daryl Morey, don't boo me. That's probably what he's thinking. I don't know what it's about. I wanted to stay here.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pay me.
So Daryl Morey's not the only decision maker. There are owners there. Josh Harris is an owner there. Maybe Josh Harris didn't like what he saw and said, you know, get this guy out of here. We're not giving him a 3-year contract extension guaranteeing him, you know, what, $180 million?
Yeah, but in James Harden's eyes, Daryl Morey brought him there, thought he was going to remain a Sixer for the rest of his career, probably said something like, we'll sign you for the, you know, you're going to retire here, something like that. Didn't work out, and he blames Daryl Morey for lying to him. But listen, James Harden is a slug. He always has been. He always will be. And he'll quit at some point in the postseason because he's done playing basketball for the year.
Serial team quitter.
Does it every year. Like, at some point, second round, like, you know what? That's enough basketball now.
We get to summertime.
We've played enough. Yeah,
we've played enough.
Yeah. after this game, officials did admit that they missed a foul call on Paul George that would have put Kelly Oubre Jr. to the line with 0.1 seconds to go. Instead, the Sixers wind up losing by 1. Warriors beat the Magic 101-93. Talked about this last hour. Draymond Green arguing with the officials literally 4 minutes into the game and gets ejected. Here was Steph Curry, who is seen shaking his head on the floor when the ejection happened.
No, I said we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, he'll be available. That's what's got to happen.
Got to happen, and didn't last night, though the Warriors did win the game on the road in Orlando, and an important win, too, because they've got the Rockets breathing down their neck for that 10th spot in the West. Houston won their 10th straight game. Who would have thunk it 3 weeks ago that the Rockets would go on a 10-game winning streak? They win, I think it was on the road in Oklahoma City, 132-126.
Wasn't there a point in time where...
They were awful.
Harden was trying to go back to Houston?
That was a rumor, yes. Mm-hmm. That was one of the teams he would have gone back to, I believe. Right when the Sixers were going to deal him. Suns Nuggets in Denver last night. As you see some, you know, it's the amazing thing about the Rockets too. I'm looking at the box score. I don't know anybody. You talk about, you know, good players on different teams in different cities that we're unaware of because we don't watch them every day. I mean, this game, you got young up and coming stars and no idea.
Yeah, I mean, they got off to a miserable start, right?
Yeah.
One of the worst teams, so.
No doubt. You had the Suns in Denver against Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets, and it was Phoenix that came out on top.
Here's Durant getting it from Booker, directing traffic at the top of the arc. He drives on Porter Jr., gets into the lane, spins back, fades, and hits. How about
that? He's getting paid to play, and he's playing great.
You guys should trade for him, Jerry. That's what you guys need. You guys need like a guy like Kevin Durant to lead you out of the abyss.
You're such an ass. They win 104-97. Durant had 30 points and 13 rebounds in that game. All right, a couple of things from the NFL. I think we can finally put this Saquon Barkley Tiki Barber spat to bed.
Okay? Oh, that's good.
I'll play these two and then we're done with it, I think. So this is, again, from a couple of days ago on the New Heights podcast, as we've now come to listen to the whole thing. This was Barkley sounding like he looked at Tiki as being like in the brotherhood of football players, which is why he seemed to take it so personal the way Tiki did what he did, even though it was tongue-in-cheek. This was Barkley.
Before, when it first came out that the Eagles and I had interest, and he's like, you're going to be dead to this fan base. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. It's like, I love seeing NFL guys. I love seeing OGs. I love seeing you guys. Like, you have a platform, and like, this is a place where you know ball. You can talk. You can educate fans. You are ex-NFL player. You are ex-NFL athlete. It's like, don't feed into the BS.
Almost sounds like he thought Tiki would have his back as a former player as opposed to being a talk show host. Does that sound fair?
That's what it sounds like. I think that's what his personal expectations of Tiki would be, yes.
And here was Tiki saying, understand, as he would respond, but I ain't a football player anymore.
I think what Saquon is wanting me to do is be somebody that I was 10 years ago. I mean, I've been retired for 17 seasons. I am so much more a media member now, both covering games and being an opinion generator on this station, than I was a football player. I mean, it was a generation ago almost. I mean, literally.
So Tiki basically saying we've moved on, and I think we're done with that now.
You know what's so great about this spat is you see Saquon, who is, you know, playing in the NFL right now. He's in his prime. So you watch other places cover this. So you see Saquon sitting there next to Travis Kelce, who is dating Taylor Swift. Then you see Tiki responding. He runs marathons, and he's jacked, and he's responding back. And then the camera goes over to homeless Carrot Top.
Where did that guy come from?
Who is that guy?
What is going on?
Homeless Carrot Top.
A distraction from the whole thing. Like, is Tiki okay? Like, is that his captor? What is happening?
You know, it is amazing when Saquon puts it in that kind of vein. Okay, OGs and all that other stuff. But then he's sitting next to Evan.
Yeah, I know. Incredible.
It is incredible.
Very funny. So I think we're done with that, but then again, who the hell knows? Former Patriots assistant and current defensive coordinator at the University of Washington, Steve Belichick, with the media. Why? Don't know. But he was asked, how are you like your father, Bill?
Nah, man, we definitely have similarities. I got a job and he doesn't. He knows that.
That's the big headline. Then he would go on to say how much he respects his father. Ha, joking, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Does he sound like him, man? Doesn't look like him. He sounds like him.
But that was a good joke to drop there. Yeah. That was perfect.
All true, too. Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament tonight. You've got UConn facing San Diego State. We know that the transfer portal opened last week, right in the middle of all of this.
How many people did St. John sign? 10?
I 11? Don't know if they've signed anybody yet, but there's a ton of kids that are in the portal already. Here was Danny Hurley, and I guess this came up during his press conference yesterday. Not a shock either, as he's talking about the transfer portal. Not exactly a great thing.
You know, I don't think you should play in 5 schools in 4 years or 4 schools in 4 years. I don't think that's healthy for the individual, for the long-term, like 50, 60-year life after their playing career is over, because there's no connection with a university, a coaching staff, a network of alumni.
Fair enough, but what exactly can we do about it? What do you do about it?
Whether it's a one-time I don't know. I don't like the window being open right now, and I just don't think it's healthy for somebody to be able to change schools like underwear.
And it is happening.
Can I ask you
a
question?
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are, if there are any rules, but can an active player on a team that is playing now go into the transfer portal?
I believe so. We were having that conversation in Minnesota. I think so.
I mean, can you open the transfer portal and look? or no?
I'm actually trying to see if there are how many kids are in the portal right
can
now.
Can you open the transfer portal? Can we open the transfer portal?
Yes. And you beam me back to 1938. Yeah, right.
When you say, can you open the transfer portal? Do we have access to that?
I think you do. Yeah, it's a public. I think it's public. I've never looked at it, so I don't know. I can't see.
If what I'm reading is correct, yes. As of Friday, there were over 650 players in it already.
All right, any of those players still in the tournament
that
or the
I
NIT?
Don't know. That I'm not sure of. That's a good question.
This is one of the reasons why Rick Pitino said he didn't want to play in the NIT because the transfer portal was opening and he was going to be busy.
So as of March 20th, so that's a week ago.
Yes.
So that's basically when this thing opened. Mm-hmm. According to Sports Illustrated, 10% of Division I basketball players were already in it. 10%? And that was literally like day one or day two.
There's got to be some guardrails on this at some point. I don't know who is going to come up with it or who they will listen to. The NCAA obviously has got,
forget it. They got no
they stones, got no power, no juice. I know, but I like the fact that players don't have to wait like they used to if they wanted to leave in certain situations. But this is just, the pendulum has swung so far.
I think for 4 years,
way.
You know, four different schools, not going to class, all that kind of crap is, you know, supposed to be going to class. I think a lot of these kids don't even do that. I think they just sign up, they play basketball, and then they move on to somewhere else. You know, the other interesting thing, too, is that I don't know if you saw this. Charlie Baker, who is now the NCAA president, he was a former governor from Massachusetts, is basically now asking for federal legislation to stop prop betting on college athletes, which to me makes a lot of sense. But I don't, you know, again, legalities, who is going to enforce this? You know, how are they going to get it done? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that's something that's smart. That's someone thinking ahead. And
well,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's a political guy, so it's one of the reasons he was a Republican governor up in Massachusetts. It's one of the reasons why they hired him to become the president, to see if he is able to somehow coerce the federal government to get involved with some sort of legislation to try to at least have, you know, all 50 states under the same umbrella of rules. And I don't necessarily know that they can do that.
Don't know. You got UNC in Alabama, Iowa State, Illinois, Clemson, Arizona tonight. Seton Hall did advance to the Final Four of the NIT with a 91-68 win over UNLV. NHL tonight, Rangers in Colorado, the Islanders in Florida. And next hour, we hear from Mike and the Mad Dog.
Okay, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But we're in Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So yesterday you said you had a very busy day. You had to go to the auto show, and then you had a doctor's appointment and all this other stuff. And
yeah.
So I was thinking about you. I was praying for you yesterday.
Thank you. Thoughts and prayers were with me.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers. Thank you. But everything's good? Everything worked out well?
Yeah, well, it worked out well. And No. Stop with that. So, yeah, I got a clean bill of health.
Okay, good.
And my doctor, Dr. K, he'll be known as.
All right.
Dr. K does a really good job, and it's a factory. They run you in, run you out, do all your blood work, all that kind of stuff. And then literally within 24 to 48 hours, because I'm a part of the NYU Langone system, they give you all your results.
Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. Right on the app. It's unbelievable. It's amazing how organized everything else is. So a nurse comes in. She goes, you know, when was the last time you had a colonoscopy? I said, I don't know. It's probably about 5 years now. She goes, you think you want to get another one? I said, yeah, I think I'm probably due to go get another colonoscopy.
Yeah, yep.
And so I said, do you have anybody that you'd like to refer? Now, I'm not asking anybody to call in right now or any of that stuff. I'm just telling a story of what happened.
Okay.
Okay. So
to just X out the phones right now.
Just X out the phones. So I get two doctors that my doctor is referring to me within the system.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, great. So I'll go on my app. I'll send an email because that's what you do. You send an email within the app and you request an appointment.
Sure.
And I get the response to the email within 24 hours. It's great. It's they give me the phone number. They ask me what I need. What I need is a colonoscopy, blah, 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 blah. They ask me what dates work. I said, here's a few days in April.
All right, good.
These days work. I can make these days work for me. And by the way, I'm doing all of this, myself. I'm handling it like a normal human being.
Right, no assistance.
None of this stuff. I'm doing all this myself. So I send the email. Email comes back. So now I got to call the phone number. They said, here are the doctors. I picked the doctor that I wanted that was referred to me. And I call the office. Call the office, and they give you these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
Text one for appointments. So I hit the prompt. One hangs up on me. Call it back again. Hit one. Hangs up on me.
Frustrating.
I did that five times. Mm. I'm like, all right, let me hear what the rest of the prompts are. And, one for an appointment, one if you're another doctor calling a doctor, another one if you're a pharmacy calling in.
Yeah.
Another one if you're this and that. And then five, for any other questions, hit five.
Hey, five's the way to go.
So I hit five. Nice lady picks up the phone, woman picks up the phone, and I say, she goes, I see that you need to see, doctor for about a colonoscopy. I said, yes. And she says, okay, we can set up an appointment. So fine. I said, I'm available these days in April.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, the earliest appointment is going to be Tuesday, November 6th at 2:00.
Is that election day, by the way?
I think so. Yeah, probably keep me up from voting. That's probably, I'm going to have to early vote.
Right. And they're just going to keep you there.
Right.
Anesthesia.
That's exactly what's going on. So I said, wait a minute. Tuesday, November 6th? I said, am I getting the colonoscopy that day? She goes, no, you got to come in and got to sit with the doctor first. And I'm like, I just need a random colonoscopy scan. That's what I need. That's what I'm looking for.
You got to meet the doctor?
Yeah, I got to sit down and meet the doctor, yeah.
So and then how much did you have to wait another 8 months? That
I don't know. I have no idea. That this is going to be, because she said you can have a 10:30, 11, 11:30, and I said, no, I'm going to take 2:00 in the afternoon, right? So I'll be sitting in the waiting room for about an hour, I'm sure. So anyway, so I got to go meet the doctor on Tuesday, November 6th.
Just meet him. No colonoscopy on November 6th.
No.
Just to meet him.
Every half hour, he's got a... And I'm, look,
is that like a common thing? You got to meet the doctor before the colonoscopy?
So he's a part of a group.
Okay.
Now, you do know the name of the center that I called.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
No, you don't know.
You told me NYU Langone.
It's NYU Langone, but it's a specific center named after somebody who owns a sports team in this league, in this city.
Oh, okay. Is it the Cohen Butt Clinic? Or is that City Field?
No, it's Tish.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean, it was, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I don't know how.
The Tish Tush Palace? Is that the name of it?
Yes. I was like, Tuesday, November 6th. Oh, thank God I don't have an emergency.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, obviously, do that many people need colonoscopies from this particular doctor?
He's part of a group of like six doctors. And I just picked this one doctor because that's who I was referred to pick to.
I mean, what about the other ones?
I don't know. I have no idea. When she told me November 6th, I was like, what? And I was stunned. But this is the world of medicine. Yeah. We're living in.
I feel like dermatology is the same way. Like you try to get a dermatologist appointment, it takes months. Like, and then, you get people who might be concerned about something that they have on their skin that might be cancerous. And they're like, oh man, this just popped up. And you call, yeah, we'll see you in December. Like,
but
what?
If you tell them if it's an emergency, they'll see you. But the thing is about this particular thing. It's like, she goes, okay, we'll see you at 2:00 on November 6th. I said, what do I got to do? I know what I got to do. I got to prepare for this colonoscopy, right? She goes, oh, you're not going to get a colonoscopy. You're just going to meet the doctor. I'm like, can I do a Zoom doctor?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Can we text?
Or something? Do I have to
emojis back and forth?
I mean, I'm referred by another doctor within your system.
Bizarre.
It was nuts.
All right, Boomer
and Geo. And that took, you know how long that took? After getting hung up on five times, I would probably say a good 40 minutes of just being totally annoyed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.